Hey there, welcome back to Microdose U. I'm Dr. Dave, and today we're going to talk about shadow work, how to incorporate shadow work in your microdosing of magic mushrooms. I put out a little poll on the YouTube channel a week or two ago, and it seems like 75% of you, roughly three quarters, don't even know what shadow work is, and that's okay. I didn't know what it was either until I started actually using magic mushrooms, and I kind of started getting into this whole world of psychology and psychiatry and all kinds of things, and I finally realized how important shadow work is. See, when you're microdosing, when you're using magic mushrooms to improve your life, change your brain, it's not like it's an SSRI or an antidepressant. It's not just a pharmaceutical pill that you just pop and everything's better. So along with using magic mushrooms, it's good to do other work on the side. And we've talked about journaling and meditation and yoga and spirituality and things like that. But shadow work is something, it's super, super important in my opinion. And basically what it is, well, I'll explain why it's even called shadow work. You've been carrying around shadows, no matter who you are, what you are, how your life has been, you've been carrying around, and sorry about it, I'm in a park and there's all kinds of lawnmowers and backup tractors. If it gets too loud, we'll move, but hopefully you can bear with it. Hopefully it's not too bad. So you've been carrying around, we all have been carrying around things from our entire life, good things and bad things. And the reason they're called shadows, or we call them shadows, is because they follow you wherever you are. You can't get rid of them. You can't get rid of your past life. You can't get rid of, let's just say, for example, if you were abused as a child, say something like that. You can try to forget it. You can try to take it out of your life, but it's with you. It's in your DNA, basically. You can't get rid of it. So when we say do shadow work along with microdosing, we're talking about recognizing why we got to the point we are right now, why we feel the way we do, how it's influenced our life or our lives, and then what do we do with it? Well, let's talk about how we bring it up. So I was sharing this with you on a previous video that I went into my psychiatrist's office for a visit several months after I started microdosing, and I said to him, I said, I have figured out a lot of the reasons why I feel the way I do today. Like I outlined some things that I shared with him. I said, well, number one, number two, number three, these are things that occurred earlier in my life that absolutely had an impact. These particular things had a negative impact, and I figured this out. And he said to me at that time, he said, David, what you have figured out, it takes people, it could have taken somebody 15 to 20 years of talk therapy to figure out what you have figured out in a matter of a few months through microdosing. And that was the beginning of my shadow work, even though I didn't really understand what shadow work was or even know the name at that point. The beginning of my shadow work was figuring out why or what happened in my life to get me to where I am right now. The shadow that always followed me around. So let's just make this up. Let's just say through thinking and meditation and journaling and just being aware, once you've started your microdosing, let's just say you've come up with a thought, and the thought is something like, one of the reasons I am anxious and depressed is because I realized that I had an abusive relationship. I had an abusive marriage. Now, this is an example I'm giving. I'm not saying this is me. It's an example. And then you have realized that. That's part of your shadow that's following you around. Again, no matter if you try to forget about it or put it out of your life or whatever, it's with you. It's not going to escape. And if you don't recognize it and don't deal with it, you're not going to heal. And no matter how many magic mushrooms you do, no matter what kind of dose you do, if you don't do the work alongside of it, become more spiritual. I just had a really good conversation with my friend Tripp on the phone. He's done some videos with me here, and he's teaching me a lot about spirituality. And this is nothing that we talked about today, really. Well, maybe a tiny bit, but it's something that I've been reading about for quite some time now. Your demons, the things that happened to you in your past life, follow you around, your shadow. Good things also follow you around. Good things, if you had some great experiences, they follow you around also. They are part of your shadow, but they generally don't have a negative effect on the way you feel. The good things generally make you feel better. The bad things that happen to you in your life make you feel worse until you're able to do the work that it takes to get rid of them. And we'll explain that in a second. You can't get rid of them, but we'll explain what to do. So the first part of shadow work is to realize that you're going to do it. You're going to accept, you're going to think, you're going to meditate until you figure out, and it will come to you. It will come to you why you are feeling the way you are today. And again, we'll use the example of, let's say you had an abusive relationship. So what I'm going to recommend you do, once you start to figure this out, I'm going to ask you to journal, write in a journal. Now, it's funny, I picked up this journal. I journal all the time. I carry journals with me all the time. But I picked this one up at the airport a couple months ago when I was traveling to visit a friend in Atlanta. And it caught my eyes because it's got mushrooms all over the front of it. I love it. And then I started thinking, I want to develop a microdosing journal, one that has all of the information you can put into it to describe on a daily basis your microdoses, how you feel, how much you took, every single thing that you can journal about microdosing. And I'm in the process of developing that right now because I've looked on things like Amazon. There are some out there, but guess what? They're not good. It's almost like a waste of time. So bear with me. In a short amount of time, hopefully, you know, these things do take a little time to develop. I'm going to have what I call a microdosing journal, and it's going to be incredible. I recommend all microdosers have one and use it and refer back to it on a daily basis. But I got ahead of myself. That's not developed yet. It's not there. Stay tuned for that at a later time. Okay, so let's say during your shadow work, you really take your time and you think back and you try to figure out some of these demons or difficult things you went through in the past. Well, you do a lot of thinking, write them down in your journal, and just come to grips with, okay, this was in my past, this happened, I can't change the past. I can't go back and change the past, or else I would. But this did happen, and that's why I feel the way I do right now. Now I'm gonna feel better because I've realized it. I've kind of accepted it. I feel bad for the person that brought this on, the person or however this came. I feel bad for that person, and I'm not gonna hold a grudge. I'm not gonna hate this person. I'm going to actually forgive this person and give this person as many positive vibes as I possibly can, because this person has problems on their own and there's a reason why they did this to me and got me into what I'm feeling today. But they had problems and that's why they had to do it. So I am going to understand it. I'm going to forgive and I'm not going to hold any bad feelings. Once you do that, you've lifted like an incredible weight off of your shoulders, and something that's been following you for years, perhaps decades, perhaps most of your life. When you recognize that, when you write it down, when you come to grips with it, when you forgive, when you lift up all hate, lift all hatred and bad feelings towards another human being, then you have gotten yourself to a point where you are really, really ready to heal. And doing this shadow work, and it never ends. I don't want you to feel that once you do it, it's over. I want you to always kind of work on that, because you probably can pull other things from your life. And always just think about it and think about the person or people that have hurt you. And again, get rid of all bad feelings and hatred towards that person or those people, and wish them well and wish them the best life they could possibly have. And Trip actually helped me with a little bit of this on this call we just had today, that part. And it really, I realized how powerful this is. So that's what I wanted to say about shadow work. It's something that's really important. Also, it could be done if you're simply taking a antidepressant or another type of pharmaceutical, but I think the shadow work really works extremely well in conjunction with the microdosing of magic mushrooms, because it's just it's a natural plant medicine that really does work on rewiring your brain, and doing that, and along with the shadow work, is it's life-changing. There's zero question in my mind. Very, very powerful stuff. So I want to thank you so much for being here. Again, none of this is medical advice. I'm giving you my experience, friend talking to friend, like I always say. And I also want to let you know that what you're hearing or seeing today is available on both my YouTube channel, which is Microdose U, and also my audio podcast, which is also entitled Microdose U. So if you are a visual person and you want to prefer to see me and see my expressions, then by all means, watch me on the YouTube. If you're more of an, I'd like to listen to podcasts when I'm out for a walk or a run or in my car, then check out the audio version of Microdose U. They're both good. I will say that the YouTube version, the video version, is usually a little bit ahead. So if you see something on YouTube, it'll probably be released on the audio version of the podcast a short time later. That's the only thing you need to know. And also my resource page, which is in the show notes here. Resource page, if you're beginning or new to microdosing, I got a resource page you can just click on. It's in the show notes, and it answers a lot of the most frequently asked questions about microdosing. Till next time, Dr. Dave, Microdose U. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate you.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave coming back to you after the show. I really appreciate you being here. And if you could just do me one little favor before you go, it'll take you about 30 seconds of your time. Go onto your podcast platform and give us a rating and a review. It takes just a little bit of your time, and it really, really will help the show immensely. I'm trying to get the word out to people all over the world, because so many people are struggling and they need help. And this is the way they're going to find out about us. So take a little bit of your time. Do it for us. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much.